Chapter 19. They found the family in the library. Lewis was walking up and down, and there was a sense of tension.
"Is anything wrong?" asked Miss Bellever.
Lewis said,
"Ernie Gregg is missing. Maverick and some of the staff are searching the grounds. If we cannot find him, we must call the police."
"Grandma!" Gina ran over to Carrie Louise, worried by the whiteness of her face. "You look ill."
"I am so unhappy. The poor boy."
Lewis said,
"I was going to question him this evening to find out if he had actually seen anything last night. I have the offer of a good job for him, and I thought that after discussing that, I would mention the other matter."
Miss Marple said softly,
"Foolish boy. Poor foolish boy."
She shook her head, and Mrs. Sericold said gently,
"So you think so too, Jane?"
Stephen Restarrick came in.
"Hello? What's happening?"
Lewis repeated his information, and as he finished speaking, Dr. Maverick came in with a fair-haired boy with pink cheeks and a suspiciously innocent expression. Miss Marple remembered him being at dinner on the night she had arrived at Stony Gates.
"I've brought Arthur Jenkins along," said Dr. Maverick. "He seems to have been the last person to talk to Ernie."
"Now, Arthur," said Lewis Sericold, "please help us if you can. Where has Ernie gone?"
"I don't know, sir. Honestly, I don't. He didn't say anything to me. He didn't. He was all excited about the play at the theatre, that's all."
"There's another thing, Arthur. Ernie said he was wandering about the grounds after lock-up last night. Was that true?"
"Never. What a liar. Ernie never goes out at night. He used to say he could, but he wasn't that good with locks. Anyway, he was in last night. That I do know."
The door was thrown open, and looking very pale and ill, Mr. Baumgarten, the occupational therapist, came in.
"We've found him. Them. It's horrible."
He sank down on a chair. Mildred Street said sharply, "What do you mean, found them?" Baumgarten was shaking.
"Down at the theatre," he said. "Their heads crushed. The big counterweight must have fallen on them. Alex Restarrick and that boy, Ernie Gregg. They're both dead."